Baseball season is upon us, and many fans will begin their annual pilgrimages to their team's green cathedrals. In addition to the playing fields, there are other holy sites in the sport: Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame, and the site of a movie set near Dyersville, Iowa.
If you build it, he will come.
All right, that's it. Huh? Who are you, huh? What do you want from me?
Field of Dreams, starring James Earl Jones, Ray Liotta, and Kevin Costner, was based on the novel Shoeless Joe by William Kinsella. An Iowa farmer builds a baseball field where ghostly players emerge from the cornfield to play one last game. The ball field featured in the 1989 movie has become a major tourist attraction. Some 75,000 people show up each year to take pictures, play catch, meditate, and sometimes to get married. Brett Mandel has written a book about the place and the people who have found peace, hope, and renewal there. It's called Is This Heaven? The Magic of the Field of Dreams, and he joins us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Welcome. It's nice to talk to you.
Very nice to be here.
When did you first go to the Field of Dreams in Iowa?
I first visited in 2000, the summer of 2000, and the people still do come.
Why did you go?
Well, of course, I did it for the book. I had been a fan of the movie and a fan of this phenomenon, and went out there to do my research. But certainly other people are going out there to find their own spiritual renewal, just as they found in the film.
But is it like, you know, running up the steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum like Rocky?
Well, for me, I get to do that for fun here in Philadelphia. But for some people, yes. For some people, it's just, I want to go there where Kevin Costner was. I want to see where they filmed this film. But for others, like people like James Bone, who I wrote about in my book, it's to go there to reconnect with his dead son, who he associates his relationship with his son with the movie. So this was a way for him to find closure after his son was killed in a plane crash.
Briefly tell that story. I mean, how did the field in Iowa somehow renew this man who was grieving so much for his son, who had been killed in that awful crash in Iowa?
In Sioux City, right? Listeners may remember a terrible plane crash about a little bit more than a decade ago in Sioux City, Iowa, where about half the passengers were killed. One was Matt Bone, who was a 12-year-old little leaguer from Pittsburgh. Well, his father had just days before the crash had taken his son to go see Field of Dreams on his birthday. And when his father, Jim, went out to claim his remains, he was looking out into the Iowa corn and thinking there's some connection there between the film and his son and him being taken from him. When he heard that there was a place to go to see where they filmed the movie, that the Field of Dreams movie site still existed, he had to go as a way to find closure. So he brought his son's bat and glove and let them rest in the corn, and this was his way of saying goodbye.
Is this something that was foreshadowed in the film, at the end of the film, where James Earl Jones himself tells Kevin Costner, the character of Ray Kinsella, that this is something like this is going to happen?
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
For fans of the film, or just fans of baseball, this is what the movie site is like. It's as if you showed up the day after the movie ended, and you half expect a player to come out of the corn or to see the Kinsellas come out of the house.
Tell us some more stories of the people that you met. Becky Dubuisson, is that how you pronounce her name?
Well, Becky came to Dyersville to fulfill a vision. Becky was a widow who began having a vision that she should show up to the Field of Dreams and have a hot dog at New Year's Eve on the bleachers. And so she got in contact with one of the farmers who owned the land at the Field of Dreams and asked if this would be possible. Well, not only did she fulfill her vision, but she and the farmer started dating, and he proposed to her on the Field of Dreams, and they are now married, and Becky is someone you might meet if you stop by the Field of Dreams.
There was also a man from Florida who met his son for the first time, 18 years old, And he had never seen the sun before.
Mark Babillard's had impregnated his girlfriend in high school, and it was decided that he would have no role in raising the child. And he and the mother didn't see each other for years and years. And his son, when he turned 18, wanted to find out who his father was. And so he, the son from Chicago, got in touch with the father in Florida. And for their first meeting, they decided, well, where best to start a father-son relationship but the Field of Dreams? It's just that kind of place that it creates that kind of draw.
Is it the movie that did that, though? Because, of course, part of the plot is Kevin Costner, as Ray Kinsella, connecting with his own father who's deceased, and he shows up as a handsome catcher.
I think that the emotions that the film touches on, the connection from one generation to the next through the sport of baseball, is something that many men of my generation and my father's generation certainly identify with. And so this is something that speaks directly to them, and whether it's in the theaters or at home watching a rented version of the film, people are sitting there crying in the dark. Well, I think that's the emotion that gets channeled when you think about this field.
Brett Mandel, he's the author of the book, Is This Heaven? The Magic of the Field of Dreams, and he joined us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Brett, thanks very much.
My pleasure to be here.
You planning to go back?
Certainly. I'll be back there with my father this summer.